Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy. If you're moving house, call your local energy retailer Red Energy. And for Wilson Homes, celebrating the biggest cash discount ever. We love speaking to the rising stars every week, Jared. We always get something different, but I've been extra excited to speak to this man because Joel Jeffrey kicked 5 on the weekend for the Gold Coast Suns.
I was there.
And I'm not sure one of them was a regular goal. They were all highlights.
I don't know if he can kick the ball 20 metres out straight in front because we didn't see that on the weekend.
But he kicked the ball over his head, though.
He can do that. He did that magnificently on the weekend. I'll take it back to Ballarat.
Yep.
12:30, had a meeting with the coach, Stuart Yu. Walked into the club room, sat down with him, and he pointed out the forward line. And
you did?
I did, nice. Indeed. Yep. So we had a little briefing and a bit of a pre-game chat as to what he was hoping to do.
Was this on air?
No, this wasn't on air. This was backgrounding.
Nice.
And the name Jeffrey was on the board, and I said, tell me about Joel Jeffrey.
And?
He said, I'll just let Joel Jeffrey speak for itself, but let me say he could do anything today.
Nice.
With that in mind, we welcome Joel Jeffrey to the studio. Joel, welcome to you.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Geez, the coach gave you a nice old pump up before the game. You didn't let him down, did you?
Nah. Gave me good credit before the game, pumped me up, which was pretty stoked with. And then, thankfully, backed it up.
You backed it up indeed. You were actually exciting. You were exhilarating. You were all manner of stuff. The question is, Joel, can you back it up next week?
Yeah, we head to Darwin this weekend and play Hawthorn. So
you got the black shorts on in Darwin. I mean, everybody up there is going to be saying, Joel's coming back to town. We're going to get out to see him. Is the pressure going to be too much?
Nah, not really, man. I just want to play in front of family and friends.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah, can't wait to get up there and play in the hot weather. So, keen knows.
What was your best goal?
Oh.
So you just had to think about it. There were that many good ones.
So many good ones, yeah.
Yeah, did a few back before I got drafted, the ones over my head in local footy back home. So, yeah, did quite a few of them. So, to pull it off in an AFL game was unreal.
Yeah, I must admit, I love that one, but I like the one when you just grabbed it with one hand and swung it around the corner. That, to me, was a ripper.
Yeah, that's the one when Caelan Daniel grabbed it off the ground.
Yeah.
I remember it was just picking it up the floor, and my teammates were calling for the hand, and I couldn't, obviously give the hand, so I just ran around, chucked it on the boot, and went in.
You're not going to handball, though, surely?
Nah.
No, just don't worry. No need to be handball. If you're within 30, just go for it yourself. This handball, it's KB worked it out early in the piece. If in doubt, don't handball.
Yeah, sure.
So, Joel, can you just talk to us about what you were mentioning before about playing in front of family and friends? Like, you're going up to Darwin, you've got 2 weeks there. Oh. It's part of Sir Doug Nicholls' round. It must be hard on a regular basis playing away from family and friends. How special is this next fortnight going to be for you?
Yeah, no, it's very special. I've been thinking of this game for the past 2 weeks. And it just gives me goosebumps just thinking about it, going back home, playing on the ground of growing up playing on. Which is my home soil, and to play an AFL game in front of my family and friends is a dream come true for me, and to wear the Indigenous jersey as well again up there, because it's a very strong Indigenous population in Darwin, so there'll be, getting a healthy crowd there, looking forward to it.
Jared, just imagine how the Jeffries clan is going to feel when he gets his first touch on Saturday against the Hawks, and if he's inside 50, imagine the sound, the heart rates, the cheers.
Joel, can I take you back to the 80s? There was a bloke called Warwick Kappa playing. You ever heard of Warwick Kappa?
Yeah, 100%, yep.
When I played at St Mary's with Warwick, there was about 12,000 people there. When Warwick was at the left of screen goals, 10 of the 12,000 people were at that end.
They moved.
At quarter time, they all moved to the other end. And I got a funny feeling, Joel, we're going to see a similar thing happen on the weekend when you front up at the Joel Jeffrey end. No. There's going to be a big crowd waiting for you to entertain them. This is the stuff that makes people want to come to the footy. And I was absolutely rapt that you were able to do it in front of everybody at Ballarat.
Yeah, bloody
hell.
It's the biggest cross that happens. Looking forward to it.
I tell you what, it was an interesting game. You probably should have lost by six, but you kept on having a dig, and the Dogs' inaccuracy kept you in it, and you nearly pinched it off them.
Yeah, like I said before, we just didn't give up. David Swallow, he was unreal.
He
kept us in the game. He's a hard player, and we loved playing with him. He set me up a couple of times with goals, so can't thank him enough for that, but... Yeah, we stayed in the game, didn't give up, just missed opportunities we normally take. Just didn't happen on the day.
Joel, well done on your round 10 performance. You're continuing to light it up, and I can't wait for you to go home, see family and friends, and put on a show in Darwin over the next couple of weeks, starting on Saturday against the Hawks. Thanks for coming on, and look forward to chatting soon.
No worries. Thanks, fella. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Joel. Looking forward to the weekend's game and the fortnight in the Northern Territory. Oh, fantastic. It was really enjoyable to see. It's a great game, actually, that particular one. Dogs should have won by six or seven, but they kept on having a dig, which is probably more important than the 4 points.
Have you been up to Darwin to see AFL games?
I have, many times.
Right. Yeah, I still haven't got there.
Yeah. No, it's a good venue.
Everyone tells me it's such a special place.
It's a good venue, It's a great place to live. My mum and dad lived up there for 2 years. I didn't get
Did
up
they?
There, but yeah. Dad set the TAB up in Darwin.
Really?
Yeah, many years ago.
I didn't know that.
When I was about 17, I was left in charge of the Healy household in Edithvale.
And then you got drafted.
Went rampant, yeah.
More sports day after this.